Acts chapter 18. Paul in Corinth. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, following a decree of the emperor Claudius, which ordered all Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to visit them, and then stayed and worked with them, because they shared the same trade of tent-making. Every Sabbath he held discussions in the synagogue, trying to convince both Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul was able to give himself wholly to preaching and proving to the Jews that Jesus was the Messiah. One day, when they opposed him and insulted him, he shook the dust from his clothes in protest, saying, "Your blood be on your own heads. I am innocent. I am not to blame if, from now on, I go to the non-Jews." So Paul left there and went to the house of a God-fearing man named Titus Justus, who lived next door to the synagogue. A leading man of the synagogue, Crispus, along with his whole household, believed in the Lord. On hearing Paul, many more Corinthians believed and were baptized. One night, in a vision, the Lord said to Paul, "Do not be afraid, but continue speaking, and do not be silent, for many people in this city are mine. I am with you, so no one will harm you." So Paul stayed a year and a half in that place, teaching the word of God among them. When Gallio was governor of Achaia, the Jews made a united attack on Paul and brought him before the court. And they accused him, "This man tries to persuade us to worship God in ways that are against the law." Paul was about to speak in his own defense when Gallio said to the Jews, "If it were a matter of a misdeed or vicious crime, I would have to consider your complaint. But since this is a quarrel about such teachings and divine names that are proper to your own law, see to it yourselves. I refuse to judge such matters." And he sent them out of the court. Then the people seized Sosthenes, a leading man of the synagogue, and beat him in front of the tribunal. But Gallio paid no attention to it. Paul stayed on with the disciples in Corinth for many days. He then left them and sailed off with Priscilla and Aquila for Syria. And as he was no longer under a vow he had taken, he shaved his head before sailing from Chancre. When they reached Ephesus, he left Priscilla and Aquila behind and entered the synagogue to hold discussions with the Jews. But although they asked him to stay longer, he declined, and he took leave of them, saying, "God willing, I will come back to you again." Then he set sail from Ephesus. On landing at Caesarea, he went up to greet the church, and then went down to Antioch. After spending some time there, he left and traveled from place to place through Galatia and Phrygia, strengthening the disciples. A certain Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, arrived at Ephesus. He was an eloquent speaker and an authority on the scriptures, and he had some knowledge of the way of the Lord. With great enthusiasm, he preached and taught correctly about Jesus, although he knew only of John's baptism. As he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, Priscilla and Aquila heard him. So they took him home with them and explained to him the way more accurately. As Apollos wished to go to Achaia, the believers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. When he arrived, he greatly strengthened those who by God's grace had become believers, for he vigorously refuted the Jews, proving from the scriptures that Jesus is the Messiah.